100,000 take to streets of Belarus protesting dictator's rigged election. By Gabriel Reyes on August 24, 2020. Belarus authorities detained two members of opposition leader Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya's coordination council in Minsk on Monday. Radio Free Europe / Radio Liberty, RFE / RL, reported. Police detained top Tsikhanouskaya Evolga Kovalkova and strike organizer Serhii Diluski early Monday morning outside of the Minsk Tractor Works MTZ factory, the coordination council said. Authorities accused the two council members of attempting to organize an unauthorized protest rally at the factory. Officials told the coordination council that two of its members were detained as part of an administrative case against them and that they would likely be fined. Kovalkova's associate, Giannis Sadusky, told RFE/RL. Authorities also summoned opposition coordination council member Lilia Vlasova, an attorney, to the headquarters of the Belarusian Investigative Committee in the capital, Minsk, for questioning on Monday, state-run BelTA news agency reported. The detentions and summons come one day after 100,000 people took to the streets of Minsk on Sunday in a massive demonstration against Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko. The rally was the latest in over 2 weeks of protest against Lukashenko following his disputed victory in an August 9 presidential election. Dissidents say that the State Election Commission rigged the election results to give Lukashenko, who has ruled over Belarus as its first and only president for 26 years, a sixth consecutive term. Supporters of his top opposition candidate, Svyatlana Tsikhanouskaya, took to the streets to protest the vote and demonstrations that have continued and grown since. Belarus security forces have cracked down on protesters with excessive force, detaining thousands. According to RFE/RL, the Belarusian army issued fresh warnings to protesters over the weekend that their ongoing demonstrations would be met with state resistance. Last week, Tsikhanouskaya supporters formed an opposition coordination council to oversee efforts for a peaceful transition of power. The creation of the council was immediately condemned by Belarus prosecutor General Alexander Konyuk as unconstitutional. The creation and activities of such a council are aimed at seizing power, Konyuk said in a video statement on August 20, adding that authorities had launched an official investigation into calls for actions aimed at undermining national security. On August 21, authorities summoned Diluski and Tsikhanouskaya's lawyer, Maxim Znak, to the headquarters of the Belarusian Investigative Committee in Minsk for questioning as part of the official criminal investigation. That move came after Znak on August 21 filed a complaint with the Belarusian Supreme Court calling for the election results be ruled invalid amid widespread allegations that the vote count was fraudulent, RFE/RL noted. Opposition leader Tsikhanouskaya fled to neighboring Lithuania shortly after protests erupted on August 9, citing fears for her children's safety. Tsikhanouskaya has received tremendous support from the Lithuanian government and people as she continues to lead Belarus's opposition movement virtually through video speeches. On Sunday, Lithuanians formed a human chain spanning nearly 20 miles from the capital, Vilnius, to the Belarus border in a show of support for protesters in their neighboring country who are calling for the end of President Alexander Lukashenko's rule, RFE/RL reported. An estimated 50,000 people participated in the human chain, including Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda, who said he was pleased to join so many people in a demonstration of unity with people of Belarus.